Am Hashem Chizku v'Nischaska. These are difficult times for Klal Yisrael. Our heart refuses to believe what we're hearing. The reports came in over Yom Tov, and we tried strongly to focus on the V'samachta b'chagecha, on the day which Hashem says is Yiyu l'cha levadcha, it's only for Hashem. Hashem with us, Yisrael u'malka b'chadoi. No strangers are part of the celebration, the day when Hashem's love is fully revealed to Klal Yisrael. 50 years ago on Yom Kippur, the holiest day of the year, and now 50 years later on Shemini Atzeres Simchas Torah, Atzeres Tiel Lachem. We don't understand the ways of Hashem. Our job is to strengthen our Emuna Bitachon, the things that are beyond our understanding. We know that everything Hashem does is for the good. Generations have been baffled by the question of why tzaddik v'raloi, why righteous people have terrible things happening to them. Why is Klal Yisrael going through such suffering? On a day when we read in the Torah about the might of Klal Yisrael over all other nations, about the strengths of the borders of Klal Yisrael, Barzel Nechoshes Min Alecha, your borders are sealed with iron and copper. Vayagodesh mipanecha oyev, all enemies will be chased out, and so on and so forth throughout the entire Kriyas HaTorah parsha of Zayis HaBracha. Our job is trach gut v'zayin gut. It does no good to keep on watching videos of what's going on. It's also traumatic. You can't unsee those videos. It doesn't accomplish anything. We have to focus on the positive, and we have to think positive. Our thoughts create reality. If we want our soldiers to be matzliach, and they will be matzliach, and have a true emes in Yitzchak, after all, Simchas Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah is the gemar ha-Nitzchak, in Nitzuchaya, where we are victorious. If you want them to have a Nitzchak, we have to keep on thinking positive. Ultimately, we know, loy b'chayel v'loy v'choyach kiim beruchi. Eile v'rechev ve'eile v'asusim. V'anachnu b'shem Hashem elkeinu nidgal. What this brought to light, the surprise attack, brought to light, we can't rely on the IDF, on Sahal, on intelligence. It was a failure on all levels. The only source, Ein lan al mi l'shoin ella avinu shebashamayim. If we have our true and amunah on Hashem, Hashem is kol yachul. And he will, mitzvah Hashem, make, there will be a tremendous victory. It will be a yirida tzorech aliyah, a tzorech hili Yaakov, umimeno yivashaya, from the tzorech itself will be redeemed. During the Yom Kippur War, there were terrible tragedies too. But all after the war, through the war, there was a yirida tzorech aliyah. The Ebesha should give seichel to those that are running, making the decisions, to the people down here who have to decide how to fight. They should internalize the message that the whole entire Eretz Yisrael, as the first Rashi in Parshas Bereishis that we started reading today, is that the whole entire Eretz Yisrael belongs to us. It's our land, and we will not give up one inch of our land. And anybody who comes to near us and wants to touch us, if someone touches one of us, it's as if he's touching the apple of the eye of Hashem. We will fight them to the very, very end. There should be no fear of what people are going to say. They really want to support us. Deep down, they're all supporting us, as Rashi says in today's Chumash also, that all the money from all over the world will flow into Eretz Yisrael. All the money, all the resources, and all the energy, we just have to be strong on our side. You'll be able to step over them. I saw people, heroic soldiers, they came to see me in the sukkah with tears in their eyes. Holy Jewish neshamas that unfortunately had to leave on Shabbos and on Yom Tov. They were drafted in the army. We had a quick dance on Shemini Atzeres, and we said L'chaim, and we wished them they should return safely. These are kedoshim utahoyrim, those soldiers that stood al mishman arzenu, those that are heroically sacrificing their lives, and all those that are fighting now should come back safely, every one of them. Ish bal yeder b'derech echa teitze eilo v'bishivid rachem. We will go out to them. They will run on all sides. The enemies will have such fear. What we can do is, in addition to emun and bitachin and trachgut with zaingut, is mipi oilim v'yonkim yisad to oiz laman seirerecha lahashbis oiv v'mesnakim. Wherever we can, and all our moistes chinuch at home with our children, get children together and let them say psukim of Torah and Tefillah. They have such a power, they could break through all Ketrugim. And we in our part should have to understand, this is not just a tzara that happened to someone that's living somewhere else. And if I happen to know a soldier or a family that lost someone, then I feel the pain. This is our tzara, part of our obligation to be mishtatef in the tzara of Klal Yisrael. This is the tzara of Klal Yisrael at large. We will do it like soldiers. Soldiers go mitoch simcha. Soldiers go out with a march of victory. And the only way to be matzeich is through simcha. But we realize this is part of our pain, and our simcha is because of the pain, because we know that simcha is mamtik, dinim, and mevatel all gzeiros. For the Eibush to help him, we should be matzliach, and we will be matzliach, and it will be ultimately to be such an oir which comes as a result of the choshech until the oir ha-ge'ula, when we will be Atem chartoni mikol ha'amim, will be realized. Ahavta yisonu v'ratzis ha'banu, will see Hashem's ava to Klal Yisrael in a revealed way. V'shimcha ha'gadil v'akadish aleinu karas, where Hashem's name is called upon us. V'nigla kved Hashem. And it will be no longer a chil Hashem. As such a chil Hashem, where Hashem's name is being profaned. Lama yoimru ha'goyim ay lekeim. Why should the goyim say, where's our God? It will be the Shmi HaGadol HaMechul BaGoyim will be the ultimate Kiddush Hashem, the Nitzachon of Klal Yisrael, immediately on Isru Chag, will take it from Yad Mamash.